Passion, drive, and patience. The formula of winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything for you to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED lights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has it covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices that you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP it needs to be and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Again, ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
He is a Jew. He's very funny. He wants more money. More Mike Todd. He's got anxiety. He's got depression. He takes pills so he doesn't lose his mind. He's just a fuck boy. He's not your coy toy.
It's the infamous Clement Cush with me and Seth Kushner. Hello, Seth Kushner.
What's up, fuck boy?
No, I'm not the fuck boy. You're the fuck boy.
I'm the fuck boy.
I actually found myself watching the Vice version of The Dark Side of the Ring about Shawn Michaels.
Oh man!
And, you know, this was his song, and he was so fucking full of himself, and he wasn't very well liked, and he was part of the Montreal Screwjob. And every time they would show various scenes of him, you know, going out to the ring and stuff. And this was the majority of his career when he was a singles guy was this song.
Oh, for sure.
And so every time they would play it while doing the documentary, I just thought of you.
Thank you. I've never watched any Dark Side of the Rings because I've always heard how depressing they are, but I don't know how
you'd like them.
I don't know how dark Shawn Michaels' dark side was because he's still hanging around. He's doing well. I think he's a guy that his body caught up with him quick.
Well, he actually is doing well because I think he runs
NXT.
NXT.
He does, yeah.
And he just moved to like Lakeland. Did you know that?
That's not surprising at all considering the NXT training center is in Orlando or the
right.
whole training center. So,
and a lot of the documentary showed him in his NXT capacity showing these young guys. You know, like, just
he's good, man. Triple H put him there, bub. I mean, he can develop.
And him and Triple H had a big falling out. Did you know that?
Well, I think they had to get back together at some point because they're working.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they're like brothers.
Yes.
Like, they love each other. But there was a time when Shawn was so fucking chotched out on cocaine that Triple H tried to step in. And there would be many a night, and I think even Vince says, and Triple H says, the guy would be dead if it wasn't for Triple H, because Triple H would literally, they would be on the road, and Shawn Michaels would get so fucked up on pills and alcohol that, and this comes from Triple H.
Was this during the whole D-Generation X thing? Because then you also have to watch out for X-Pac was doing stuff.
Yep.
And then, you know, Road Dogg was on his thing.
Yep.
And I mean,
it was all during that process.
Man, Triple H, no wonder he's been a babysitter his whole life. No wonder he's doing so well at WWE right now.
And so he said, listen to this. He actually said this. Triple H said that when we were on the road, Shawn Michaels, after the match, would get so fucked up and so pilled up that Triple H always made sure he had a room right beside Shawn, and he would set an alarm for every 2 hours to go. Talk about a friend. Every 2 hours, he would go over to his room, make sure that he hadn't puked and was going to, you know, suffocate on his puke, make sure that his head was, you know, properly positioned so if you did puke, you didn't gag on it.
Jeez.
Every 2 hours, he would have to go fucking check on him. Finally, he said he felt as if he was close enough to Shawn to be like, he could say something, be like, listen, motherfucker, we're boys, but you're fucking your shit up. And then, Shawn got all mad at him. Then Shawn found God, and first of all, he started fucking, and end up marrying a girl from Tampa.
Okay.
She was a Nitro girl. Remember Monday Night Raw? Nitro?
Yeah, of course.
She was one of those Nitro bitches.
I don't even... What did they do? What did the Nitro bitches do?
They just walked out and danced real fucking sexy with their titties popped out.
I must have missed that part.
No. So...
I was whacking off the Sable on WWE. Bra and panties match.
I see some of this dark side of the ring and this vice shit, and I'm like, man, I got all that shit with Hogan. Like all the Hogan shit that he used to talk. I got all of that. And we were talking about this the last couple shows, is the fact that that one comedian was talking about how you have to suck a dick or you got to like get butt fucked or something in Hollywood in order to be able to make it.
Cat Williams?
Yeah.
Shane Gillis?
Yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, Hogan talked about that years ago. We had him on the show, and we played it. I don't know if you heard it or not, but we played it. You know, 10, 12 years ago, Hogan talked about how he had just did Suburban Commando and the Nanny and all this kind of
no
bullshit.
No Holds Barred was my favorite.
No Holds Barred. And he shot these movies for, like, Lionsgate or New Line Cinemas or whatever, and they were low budget. They'd shoot them for, like, $3 million all in, and then, you know, with overseas money and box office, they'd make, like, and DVD, say, rentals and something. A $3 million Hogan film would gross, like, $33 million.
Well, when did they tell him to rip off the yellow tights and get to town?
Well, so there's this one Hollywood executive that took a liking to him, and... You know, when Hollywood decides to push you and you get the green light to get a starring role. You know, I used earlier today on the like the Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman. Once she got that chance, then she was well on her way to being a huge star. She nailed it. And a lot of times, you know, you just need that one role to catapult you to stardom. So Hogan was talking about, like, you know, Clint Eastwood and The Rock and John Wayne, and maybe some of those guys didn't have to do anything, but there's a lot of dick sucking and butt fucking that goes on in Hollywood that actors are presented with to do it and be a star, or don't do it and just disappear in obscurity. And so Hogan was doing a couple movies, and this guy, this studio head, said, "Hey, come over to my house. I have a premiere of this one particular movie that, and I want you. You're going to be my guest." And so Hogan didn't really take it that seriously, and he was 10 or 15 minutes late. And this major, major, major executive,
dinner was cold.
Well, nobody got mad at him. He's like, "Listen, you need to be here on time, and you need to do what I tell you." And Hogan said, "Hey, man. You know, I'm not the Strictly Dickly. I got audio of it."
It was the gay. He could tell that the man wanted a gay relationship away.
I think the guy
said, "I'm Strictly Dickly."
The guy set up, like, you know, "Listen, this is, here, I'm talking about.
You think anything wired up in the bedroom?
Would you shut up, wired up in the bedroom?" I'm trying to find this one.
What's it labeled, Strictly Dickly?
Let me see. Is this? Let me see.
No, so, Bub, are you really convinced all these people that are Hollywood stars have had to have the suck and fuck to get their way there? It's Brad Pitt.
I guess you never did work John Cena now, did you?
No, I was supposed to work in last WrestleMania, and my back blew out on me.
Right. They had you guys. Who was going to go in it? Yeah, there's some of that happens that they say, "Hey, listen, Seth, you want to be the leading role in the new fucking whatever? Suck my dick."
So you, I mean, if someone
for real, like suck my dick. I'm trying to find it. So Hogan lays it all out. He lays it right out.
So someone came to you, Bub, and said, "Hey, you can be the new Batman if you suck this dick."
I might. I mean, can we be intellectually honest? I've never sucked a dick, but I mean, if I had a chance to be the new Batman, I mean, don't think, remember Robert Downey Jr., how down and out he was? He was all fucking
hopped up. He's back on top. He just won.
But before he became Iron Man,
he wasn't sucking dick.
But he lost it all. And then Iron Man resurrected him, did it not?
So what are you saying?
That he
had to play footsie to get Iron Man?
He may have had to suck a dick.
People love a comeback story, though. Like, Quentin Tarantino put John Travolta in Pulp Fiction when I don't think anybody would touch Travolta. I think he was coming after Look Who's Talking, you know, 1 through 8. And he put a back there and he made Travolta so fucking cool again. You think Travolta had to get, like, a foot job from Quentin Tarantino? No way. Body of work stands on its own.
Man, I'm just saying, wait till I find this. I wish.
Brother, I gotta tell you, I don't know if I don't think I'm taking the Hulkster's word on everything, brother. He was probably out there in Venice Beach, California, trying some new designer drugs, meeting up with Strictly Dickly guys, not knowing what the hell's going on.
Mate. Well, what's this? Oh, that's our phone tree. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
No, I wish my guy, fucking Lummy or somebody, I wish you motherfuckers would send it to me. It's very, very topical right now, and I need Seth to hear it. Let me see. Is that it?
What are you on the YouTube page?
I'm on my YouTube channel. No, that's not it.
But that Tony Stewart video was eaten this weekend.
Was it?
I don't know. One got like 40,000 views. Yeah, it's all right, Bubba. But
they're not paying attention right now.
They're busy. They got stuff going. They're cooking.
I know. What do you mean they're cooking?
So, I mean, stuff's cooking. They're cooking things up back there. You know, content and, you know, whatnot.
I just want you to hear it about how you have to suck dick in Hollywood sometimes. If Hogan would have sucked dick or got butt fucked, you know what the thing about it is? I think, though, they don't want to butt fuck Hogan. I think that they want to get butt fucked.
Oh, God. You know, Bubba, I don't know.
No, I might butt fuck a guy to be the next. If you could be the next A-list celebrity, you're the next Kevin Hart, you're the next whatever the fuck you are, right?
Yeah.
And it says, listen, you don't got to get butt fucked, but you got this guy wants you to butt fuck him. I mean,
it's sad. It's kind of depressing and sad if you think about it, because that means that pretty much in life that sex is just the end game.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, how often have we seen that?
And number one of all time, the greatest all time wrestler, Shawn Michaels.
Well, that got quiet.
If Shawn was the number one wrestler of all time, the wrestling business, it wouldn't mattered if Hulk Hogan was around or anybody.
No.
Andre the Giant, doesn't matter if he was around or not. Shawn would have carried this whole thing. If he's the number one wrestler of all
him
time.
Him and Marty Jannetty.
We didn't need Hulk Hogan. We didn't need Andre. We didn't need Stone Cold. We didn't need The Rock.
You didn't need Mach.
We didn't need the big runs.
You didn't need George.
We didn't need WrestleMania. Mm-mm. So they could have done WrestleMania 1 with Shawn Michaels instead of Hulk Hogan.
Well, this guy's a prick, man.
Hogan fucking shoots.
Man.
I wish I could find the, you know, butt fuck. Would you butt fuck a Hollywood executive? Here he is. Here it is. Here it is. Right here. Here it is. Okay, you ready? Fuck boy, you ready?
Yeah.
Listen, this is how Hollywood works.
There was a huge player out in Hollywood. Like, they've got all these heads of the studios, Paramount and Universal and MGM and United Artists. And sometimes, like, if John Wayne or The Rock get the push, it's all business. And then sometimes they wanted to kind of, like, take you under their wings. So I had made several of these little low-budget movies with New Line Cinema, Suburban Commando, Mr. Nanny, No Holds Barred. Made them for $2-3 million. And then they made, like, 20, 30 million bucks overseas. Back in the day, that was a lot of money. And all of a sudden, this big movie producer, he kind of, like, fell in love with me. And I was deaf, dumb, and blind, and I was going there trying to get the Hollywood break. And all of a sudden, I showed up late one time to a screening. He pulled me in the back room, and he goes, hey, what's wrong with you? How come you disrespect me? You're my boy now. Are you going to do what I say? But it was heavier than that, bro. I mean, he was wanting me to get down and dirty with him. When I put the brakes on it, I said, brother, you know, that's not my deal. Not into the Strictly Dickly stuff. Thank you very much, brother, but I'm going back to professional wrestling. That was pretty much it for me. And I was healthy. I was young. You know, Stallone, Arnold, everybody was rocking with the action stuff. I could have had that opportunity, but that wasn't my deal.
I mean,
I don't know, Bubba.
What do you mean you don't know?
Bubba, now
that
he's saying,
comes from Hulk Hogan. He fucked my wife.
Now he's saying that Sly Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger were getting butt fucked out there.
No, he did not say that. He said that the action, it was in the era of big guys being action heroes. He was as big as they were. They probably didn't have to suck dick. They were probably already established. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I guess so. I guess
I don't think I would suck dick, but I'd butt fuck.
man, as much as I, you know, money is important, I just don't think that I would. I don't think I could do that. I don't think I could.
But fucking, it can't be that big a deal, can it? As long as the guy cleans up, as long as he preps.
I mean, I would probably say for me it is. Do you think that there is anybody in
I don't like butt fucking. I've only butt fucked two girls in my life, and both of them, well, one of them was my wife, Heather, and it was okay. And the other one was this girl on Madeira Beach, and I got poopy dick, and it really fucking swore me off butt fucking.
Oh, boy.
What, buddy?
No, nothing. That's just a lot of information to digest. So, yeah, I'm not a huge fan of it either way, giving or receiving. So I just wonder if there's
Have you butt fucked before?
Yeah. I'm just wondering if there's anybody out there in Hollywood that actually like runs legitimate businesses, or if it's all just to prey upon, you know, people's hopes and dreams.
Well, let's just be honest. Let's look at pop culturally what we've gone through in the past 5 years with Jeffrey Epstein and Harvey Weinstein. Let's just look at, I mean, those aren't just two, you and I pontificating as to whether that type of stuff happens in Hollywood. We know for a fact that Harvey Weinstein would tell women, credible women, Cameron Diaz, you know, some of these, you know, A-lists, they could have gotten their break sooner or had a better role. Harvey Weinstein approached them about fucking.
Man, that's
and
crazy.
Some women fucked. And some didn't. Well, I mean, you know, being gay, I mean, if you're gay, you want to have sex. And, you know, if you're gay, you're attracted to men, or women are attracted to women. So you fuck who you're attracted to. And we've established that that happens in Hollywood, have we not?
I guess, man, but there's just, what's the fucking so attractive about it, man? Like, I don't know.
I think it's the power deal.
It's, listen,
you know what? I have the ability to make you a star, but I need you to butt fuck me.
But you know what it is, Bubba? It's not so much the power that somebody has to make you a star. It's someone's desire to be a star and to be famous so badly that they'd be willing to do the most heinous of things to get there.
All right, but here's the deal. Butt fucking, and I hope not everybody's taking this the wrong way, like all of a sudden I'm Bubba's Johnny Butt fucker, because I'm not. But here's the deal. If I had to butt fuck a man to be a $20 million silver screen actor, like somebody, what would you say now? The Rock, Kevin Hart, who's the it people?
Oh man, I don't know. I think The Rock's taken a little bit of hit from his last couple of movies. I would probably say overall,
Mark Wahlberg.
I mean, I think McConaughey. I think Wahlberg. I think DiCaprio probably are still up there.
So you know that level of superstardom, and all you had to do is to butt fuck a guy.
I thought you just had to be good looking and slightly talented to get to make it in Hollywood.
I think you do, but I think there's also maybe for the ones that are not as good looking, and then that's maybe where they prey on you on the butt fucking.
I am so glad that I got out of that fucking state. I must have picked up some vibes.
You would have. California had things remotely worked out first of all, you are in a absolute no-win situation. You are in a toxic, very, and you know what? More so than this, talking about Seth going out to California to be the executive producer for KLOS and
KR, okay.
KROQ. It's all the same. A legendary male-skewing alternative rock station. Am I kind of right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right. With the likes of Kevin and Bean, and were they Kevin and Bean? Was that who the legendary?
They were Kevin and Bean, and then this morning show that replaced them. I was going to go be the producer.
Right. But the franchise KR or whatever the fuck it was was built on Kevin and Bean being there 20 plus years, and then these new guys roll this trio that I think came from San Diego. Or San Francisco.
The ones that I worked with?
Yeah.
Yeah, they had come from San Francisco. They got fired in San Fran. Then they were working out of L.A. I was going to be the producer for them. They were going to work it out of L.A. but be broadcasted on an all-talk station out of San Diego, which had Dan Cilio on it. It was going to have, like, Jim Rome on it. It was going to be the official station of the San Diego Padres. So it was going to be like a sports-leaning station. We were going to be broadcasting that show from L.A. So he ended up getting fired from that job because he made a joke about a bridge in San Diego that I guess a lot of people commit suicide on. So he got fired from that job, and then a few years later worked his way up from afternoons to mornings on K-Rock and then gave me a call to come produce for him.
And so you weren't even... The job that they wanted you to do wasn't even properly described to you. They lied about what they wanted you to do because they didn't want to listen to your skill set of knowing what good radio potentially is or is not. They didn't want any of your suggestions. They didn't want any of your guidance. I don't know what the fuck they wanted.
They couldn't get. When I quit, I just said that you guys can't get out of your own way. I mean, I've been on the job for 2 days, and you guys are blaming me for the fact that there's zero communication between you and your idiotic interns and the people that you pay to, you know, do stunts and all this other shit that fucking suck. So, I mean, Bubba, I can tell. Like, I mean, whether anybody wants to give me props for having radio experience or not, I can.
Oh, I do. I give you all. I mean, why do you think you're here right now?
Well, I know, but I could walk into a show and tell you, like, okay, do these guys have potential, or do they sit there and overthink shit, and that's why they're in 25th fucking place, and you sit there and you hammer out a 2 minute bit for 3 hours and it doesn't even pan out.
Like, stupid.
That's the kind of show that they were. Like, that's
actually the one thing that you did, because I've paid a little attention about your 2 week tenure there, was actually quite brilliant. They had this large sum of money that they needed to give away promotionally wise. And you came up with a tweet, was it 106.7? What is it? What is it?
Yeah, it was K-Rock 106.7.
So tweet your 106.7 receipt?
No. What they did was they called me before I was even fucking on payroll, which I should have just fucking shut my mouth and stopped giving them ideas. And they were like, hey, I think we have like $125,000 budget that we got to get rid of before the end of the year. And it was like the last week of December. And do you have any ideas? And I was like, why don't you guys go to different restaurants around L.A., you know, leave, you know, $1,000 and, you know, 67 cent tip or whatever.
Or $1,067, something like
that. Yeah, I was like, leave that as a tip. I was like, you know, and then people
retweet it and insta it.
Yeah, it'll get
it organically will blow the fuck up.
Yeah, it'll get all over, you know, people will, yes, again, it's organic and all that stuff.
Great idea.
And then you can have people that go with, you know, Klein and Allie, they were going to the restaurants and people were filming them and everybody gave a great reaction. So I did give them that idea. That idea went pretty viral. Everybody loved it in the company from, you know, top down. So,
well, that company, Cumulus, is in trouble. As a matter of fact, I think they're in the news.
No, Odyssey. It was Odyssey.
I'm saying Odyssey. They're in trouble. I think they're in the news today. They're like on their second bankruptcy, or there's a hostile takeover, or George Soros is buying them. Did you see that?
Yeah, I don't know what anybody's buying radio for these days. I mean, we talked the other day about
why, because if you're a guy like, I don't know, you can get it for literally pennies on the fucking dollar, right?
Yeah, but I mean, what are you going to spend it into, Bubba? Like, what are you going to spend terrestrial radio into now? Like, how many stations over the last 5-10 years have been bought since radio's been going downhill? How many have been bought? And then those companies all of a sudden are getting out, like, immediately within the next 2 years.
Well, here's the deal. How many new companies are getting into the business? None. It's all just the same Beasley, Cumulus, Audacity, Odyssey, iHeart, Town Square. You know, there's only like Beasley. I say Beasley.
Yes.
There's only like 7 or 8 of them. You don't see new money or new hedge funds or anything new. The sexiest newest would have been like in 2017 when Apollo Global got suckered into buying Cox.
Yeah, but they're trying to unload it now, aren't they?
Yeah, they're trying to unload it for anything.
Yeah, exactly.
So like what I'm saying is like you don't see any new players in the space. Whereas if you look at the digital space, fuck, you got 7 new players a day coming into that space, right?
For sure. You're a streamer now. You're not a radio disc jockey anymore. You're a streamer.
I think I'm a several different things. One of which is a streamer. But you know, I think the Orlando situation really has me excited because it might represent something that means so much. So I'm not.
I know, Bubba. We know. We talked about it. You know, you want to get back on the map on the FM in Tampa. I think for to complete your story, just like Cody Rhodes. And I get that. You know,
just like Cody Rhodes.
I think that you're in. As I always say, I think you're in a much better spot than that.
But how about? But with me, unlike a lot of terrestrial guys who now are trying to get into digital, and they have to settle and fall back on terrestrial.
Too late, bitches.
I can fall back on terrestrial. They could literally take terrestrial away from me tomorrow, and our payroll, our checks would still clear.
You'd end up being more popular.
And whereas they are, I can remember, I got excerpts of Mike Calta talking shit about me saying, Bubba, who's on a fucking video game now, trying to, yep. I am. I'm on the video game. You mean the video game that you tried to be on, motherfucker? And the video game that you're trying to be on now, motherfucker? I mean, and here's the deal. I guess you're trying to do some of the shit we're doing now, but I've been doing it since 2017. So 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. It's taken me 8 years and a whole lot more talent than you have to get where I'm at, to be self-sustainable digitally. But here's the one thing that you don't have, and this goes to all of them.
People who haven't been to jail before on a show?
They don't have a library of 10 to 15,000 hours of content that they can make a short out of. You know, hell, all this, like for instance, let me show you this. They don't have the ability to find a Hulk Hogan video. And put.
But don't give Bubba. Don't give him the fucking blueprint.
No, but they don't have it, buddy.
Exactly. Well, I mean, don't give it to them.
But they don't have it. They don't have the ability to. If
they'll post Carmen getting her butthole tattooed, every day for the next 700 years, if they can get clicks off of it.
I mean, I got 7 million views on some of my YouTube shorts. 7 million. They don't have anything in the fucking hopper that they own or anything that they can digitally create right now that's ever going to do that. And that's how you put yourself on the map. And so I am so excited in the direction that we're headed. Yesterday I was, I didn't see you yesterday, did I?
We did a podcast.
We did?
Yeah. Bubba Uncensored.
To me, the podcast was far better than the show. The show sucked. I felt as if I failed as a host yesterday because I was completely off of my schedule. Today I was in the gym. I got back on my schedule. I did my drugs at the right time.
There you go. Well, Bubba, when you're having an off day, your team's got to pick you up.
Yeah. Well, yesterday I think I went 0-for-4 yesterday. I think I really did.
Oh, geez. But the podcast was good though.
Podcast was good. I mean, okay. You see the numbers. I think the podcast. I think the podcast is consistent.
It is. We got to get it. We got to break it down a little more to get out of the, consistent world that we're in right now, but it's good for the time being.
Hello.
Hey, it's Bubba Dreams of Being 2X. How you doing, man?
Hey, buddy, we're doing a podcast right now. Usually we don't take phone calls, but we'll take yours.
This is crazy.
All right, great. Hey, I wanted to add to this. You're talking about how good you're doing, which is awesome on the digital point. And you are off doing your nationals up the track there. Calta, I actually flipped over, and he was talking about his digital presence and that he's only at 5,000 right now, and by the end of the weekend, we should be at 10,000, and he expects to be at 100,000 before long. Okay. Guess what? He's at 7,000. He ain't doing nothing.
That's how it works. You think that you have lofty dreams, and a shitload of listeners that really aren't out there.
Right.
Radio ratings are a lie.
Keep up the work. Great work, buddy. It's coming around, man. You're going to be back on top again.
I'm back on top now, and I'm coming terrestrial, buddy. We coming like fucking like
you're
Dion. We coming. Appreciate you, buddy. Did you see this sexy bitch? And she was talking about like what it takes to be a sexy bitch or something.
No.
Let me play it for you. I got the fucking thing.
Until a woman's doing better than you. Everybody wants you to love yourself until you actually do. It was something about her hair so perfectly fallen. She was nice and smart and funny and got everything she wanted. She just charity. Isn't that the most obnoxious thing you've heard?
her popular. I feel like this is like a Taylor Swift.
Is this bitch a singer? This is horrible.
I don't know. She's too pretty for her own good. She's probably self-centered. We hate her and she's nothing if everybody leaves. She looks like Taylor Swift with a fucking dark hair job.
This is not good. She had it coming. Bubba, what the fuck was that?
Some hot bitch.
What are you saying? She was telling you how to be hot?
I don't know, man. Look at her.
That's every chick. I guess that's every chick on Instagram.
You guys love each other, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. That will go away.
She's doing just TikTok videos, Bubba.
You cannot trust anybody ever.
All right, but I get fucking in a.
Well,
little...
I mean, I know there's just I don't, you know. Okay, so, I understand.
I mean, sometimes I get TikToked out.
Did you see when you were?
Don't you?
When
look at that.
Yeah,
I'm jacking off to that.
Yeah, I mean that's fine. I mean,
look at that. Yeah, come on, cousin.
It's everything's art, man. Everything. You know how there's an oversaturation of podcasts right now? There's an oversaturation of women trying to be hot on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I think there's an oversaturation of just every fucking thing. Everybody trying to be a fucking star. I kind of miss the good old radio days where, you know, really the cream rose to the top and only the most talented people had shows, and especially the most talented people only had long-form monologue shows.
Yeah, but you know, but those people are in the streaming world, those people are rising to the top, you know, whether you like some of these kids or not. Like, some of these people are really fucking cutting through, you know, just like radio shows did back in the day, but now it's streamers that end up doing it. By the way, did you see, I know you mentioned Dion for a second, did you see how high enrollment is at Colorado since
God.
He went?
Talk about the Dion effect. Yeah, I got that story right here. And here's the thing, man. Like that could have been USF.
Yeah.
That could have been USF.
I think it worked out, though. I think USF got a good head coach. I think Dion, I don't know if Colorado was.
I think Dion might have been too big for USF. I don't think USF was ready for Dion.
Bubba, he would have had them. Dion would have had USF in the picture with like FSU and Florida probably overnight, you know, and Miami, like
as far as recruiting, like and as far NIL as, and portal and all that kind
yeah,
of bullshit.
Like, you know, UCF's up there now, but as far as being like one of the major schools in Florida, Dion would have made that for USF within a couple of years.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, they have a great coach now. It's going to be a little bit slower path because, you know, he doesn't have everything that Dion brings to the table. But yeah, I mean, I just think Dion got in the perfect situation, man.
Yeah. I do. The Deion Sanders effect. Colorado sees record number of applications and including 50% spike on black students. And here's the deal, man. Like, okay, what does it cost to go to college now? I think out of state tuition is
$30,000 a year, maybe.
Oh, I think more than that.
Oh, fuck that, man. 40?
I think more than that.
How do you pay this?
Sanders debut season coincided with a 20% increase in applications from last year, adding up to a record-breaking 68,000 application pool for the fall of 2024. That includes a 50.5 increase from Black and African American students and a 25.6% increase from Hispanic and Latinos. The school reportedly make offers to 51,000 students, of which 35,000 are non-residents of Colorado. So they'll give 51,000 kids an opportunity to, you know, to join. But here's the deal. Here's the one thing. So if you got 35,000 more people that are applying for your school,
Looks like you can raise the price a little bit.
Yeah, but here's the deal. What is an action? I think it's like $35,000 or $40,000 to go to. Well, hell, maybe we should just ask Alexa.
She doesn't know.
Hey, Alexa.
It's dropped out.
How much is non-resident tuition at the University of Colorado? Oh, I fucking nailed it.
In 2016, the University of Colorado Boulder cost $35,079 US dollars a year for out-of-state undergraduates.
That's 10 years ago. That's 10 years ago.
We're at 45 then.
So call it 50. So, and what you got to do is
50 fuck college, man.
So what you got to do is this then. What is the actual cost to educate, house that's like, what is the hard cost on educating and housing a student?
Are you talking about the money that Dion's bringing in right now?
No. I am. In the fact that, okay, so if you have 35,000 more people that have that have shown interest in your school, you know, which, and so you take 35,000 and you multiply that by 50,000, but you have to say of the $50,000, the hard cost on a student can't be that much. I mean, you got to take, I guess you take the salary of the professor and I guess the dead cost of what the electricity and the food.
I think they have a good, ROI.
I think they got at least maybe a 50 or 60% markup.
Probably if they went on the Shark Tank, Bubba, I think we would find out that it's like, hey, it only costs us $150 a year to pay for these kids and we're charging $50,000.
Right. But let's just say it's 10. Let's just say it's 10, which I think might be a little bit much, but let's say it's 10. That means you got a $40,000 profit times 35. That's, in fact, it's $1.4 billion.
Yes.
1.4. That's what this guy, I mean, not only has he, I mean, can you imagine what the merchandise has done? Didn't they? They've sold out their stadium.
Yes.
There's NIL deals that are just, I think Shador has one of the biggest NIL deals in there is.
Well, I mean, Dion's got a show, right? Was it on Netflix or Amazon? Dion has a show. Every single member of the hip hop community, every single member of, you know, Hollywood, they all went out to Dion's games this year. So whatever that is, they had all these young kids that were either looking to go to college or looking to play football, you know, see that every single Saturday, you know, as it got towards the end, you know, got a little thin, but it was the place to fucking be, Bubba. Like, a Colorado game was the place to be this year. And as somebody that didn't go to college, and I don't have any, you know, I have no ties to any college, you know, I became a Colorado fan because it just looked like it was fucking fun. Having a great time.
So you and I, two regular fucking jobbers here in Tampa, Florida, who are sports enthusiasts. My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get when you're talking through Mint Mobile. I mean, I can't believe that I've been living some other life with all this scratchy mobile when I can get crystal clear and the best mobile through Mint Mobile. And I can do it all for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. I can afford this. How much have I been paying on my other plan? Probably getting gouged. But it's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plan. I mean, I'm talking jaw-dropping monthly bills and unexpected overages. Say goodbye to all that nonsense. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with a premium wireless plan starting at $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Enthusiasts instantaneously became quasi-Colorado fans. Now multiply that by just how many fucking regular dudes like you and I roll around? A lot.
Yeah, hundreds of thousands.
A lot. A
couple of dudes like us.
My favorite college football team, just because where I grew up, is Notre Dame. But I jumped off that fucking wagon real fast as soon as Dion was 3-0.
I mean, Bubba, after Rudy, I mean, the whole program at Notre Dame went downhill. I mean, good Lord.
Yeah, I don't
just joined a fucking conference already.
But I mean, I don't know that any other coach brings that stat with him too.
Well,
now, you know, if you're a Nick Saban or a Dabo Sweeney or one of the most, you know, highly heralded college football coaches, I don't think that you can say, not only will I turn your program around, you know, you were 3-7 last year, we'll go 7-3 next year.
Nope.
And that's going to give it some more TV money, give us some more fucking sweatshirt money. But I'm going to also account for 35,000 more people enrolling in your school.
I don't think any kid would go, I want to go to that school because Dabo Sweeney is the coach, if you're not playing football. You know, I don't think anybody would go, I have to go to Alabama because Nick Saban is the head coach. I mean, maybe there's a couple of those people that love sports so much and want to be a part of, you know, what they feel like is a dynasty or, you know, legendary coach, but I just can't see those guys impacting it in any way, Bubba. Do you think this, though? Let me ask you this. Because they got like 30,000, 40,000 more applications because of Deion, do you think they called Deion in to help them review some of those motherfuckers? Applications?
No.
Since they had 40,000 more to go through?
I think they're so fucking afraid of Deion that Deion comes and goes as he wishes.
No, he's like, he probably...
And they don't fuck with Deion at all. I do know this, is that one of the big sticking points that Deion had with USF is the deal that Deion signed, whoever that deal was going to be with, whether it was USF, whether it was Colorado. I don't know that there was, it was LSU. No, who was, there was a couple, was there a couple others?
Was FSU
around?
In the mix or never? They were
no,
not in the mix.
No. And, you know, and so one of the non-negotiable, it must be present, he had total say-so of all football operations. Like, he could not be, if he wanted to change the ticket prices on, you know, suites.
Are you sure that's...
Yes, that was
one... You mean, he wanted over business football operations, too, not just, like, on the player side?
Everything. Now, not that he exercises that. Not that he is going into... you know, meetings talking about what we're charging for, you know, the chicken tenders on the suite but he wanted the ability to have that power, total, complete control over all football operations. And USF wasn't willing to give that to him.
Well, I mean, I think USF is happy where they're at. They got a good coach with Alex Golish. They are on the way up after a long, long time of being down. And so I think it worked out. I look forward to seeing how Colorado bounces back this year. I know Shador is going to be playing the villain role, I think, in football. I love the way he flashes his Rolex. Hope he has a great year. Hope he's, you know, a top five pick. Could be the first pick overall. So I know a lot of people disagree with me, but I'm looking forward to college football.
But what they did do, man, is that they did go out and get some offensive linemen. They picked a couple. I think they picked one from Ohio State. They picked one from Indiana.
I think they rebuilt their whole line, to be honest with you.
I think they did, too. And so that's what they needed to do, because if you give Shador some time, he's got a hell of an arm on him. He can scramble. Do they got the Travis Henry guy coming
Travis
back?
Hunter. They're saying that Travis Hunter is, whatever it means, it's tough to compare guys who don't play the same position, but they're saying that Travis Hunter is, like, better than Shador. I don't know what that means. I don't know what Hunter's going to play in the NFL. I doubt he plays both ways. He's excellent at, you know, he'd probably more be a cornerback who could play wide receiver from time to time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, those are going to be...
kind of like maybe the way Deion was. Deion was a true corner, and then they infused him offensively on some, you know, punt returns at first. You know,
yeah,
probably the. Don't interrupt me. Let me complete my complete thought, because there's probably the best punt returner in the history of the league, with the exception of Devon Hester, Deion Sanders. The Hester kid was better from Chicago.
Yeah.
He's the all-time greatest, but Deion was probably second when it came to punt/kickoff return.
Well, Deion had a lot of interception returns for touchdowns, too.
Pick sixes?
Yeah, pick six. So, I mean, it, you know, he did. Listen, there's no art. It's hard to compare Deion and Hester. I mean, Hester is the greatest return man of all time. To me, I'm partial because I'm a Bears fan. Deion Sanders, one of the greatest fucking athletes of all time, and will go down as one of the greatest head coaches of all time. So, you know, I don't know what more. The guy is great at everything he touches. Even that fucking zero turn when he cuts his Dallas lawn when he's back at home there.
Know, do you know I just texted Dion on Friday and he returned my text?
Just now?
No, last Friday.
Oh, yeah, no. What's up?
I said, hey, favor. And he said, yeah. And I go, I said, when the first cutting of the season, can you roll me a little skag Instagram video?
I thought even when he cut players from his team or something.
And he said... He said, I got you, my man. I said, thank you.
What's he going to be skagging that? He got that. His son's bought him that mansion out there in Colorado. It's covered with snow. Well, Can you skag the snow?
I said first cut of the year.
Bubba, that first cut of the year isn't going to happen until fucking August.
No. Listen, people up north are already cutting grass.
In Colorado?
I think so.
All right. Well, I'll take your word for it. I don't know what the fuck's
going on
up there. Hey,
Alexa, what is the weather like today in Colorado? Oh, my bad. Hey, Alexa, what is the weather like today in Boulder, Colorado?
In Boulder, Colorado, it's 49 degrees Fahrenheit with mostly cloudy skies.
Fuck yeah, 49!
Today's forecast calls for more of the same, with a high of 61 degrees
61!
And a low of 36 degrees.
They're fucking cutting.
Also, there's a winter storm watch
in effect
from Wednesday, March 13th, 6 p.m. to Friday, March 15th, 6 a.m.
Bubba, tell Dion that there's a storm coming. He needs to know.
Hey, Alexa. Are people in Denver, Colorado, cutting their grass now?
From ncsu.edu. Mow often enough so that no more than one-third of the grass height is cut. This may be every 5 to 7 days in late spring.
Oh. this is early spring,
I think it's still winter, right?
I don't know. Hey, Alexa. Is it still winter or is it spring?
What the fuck, Punxsutawney Pete or Phil?
In the Northern Hemisphere, it is winter. Winter lasts from December 21st, 2023 until March 20th, 2024. I can tell you the fun holiday of the day when I hear your morning alarm. Would you like me to set up that routine?
Yes.
No. No.
Yes, please.
No.
Yes.
Oh, did you ever see these that he sent me?
No. Are those the shades?
You're all set.
Shut up, bitch!
If you change your mind, you can disable the routine in the routine section of the Alexa app.
You gotta believe, okay, Prime...
Now, if I would get those signed, I'm trying to get everything signed nowadays.
Oh, are these the Prime glasses,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, he sent me those.
Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. These are swaggy as fuck.
Well, I know I should be wearing.
Have you put them on yet?
No, I haven't. I've never tried them.
Oh, man.
They've been in the box. You're the first person. Fuck yeah.
Dude, those are cool as shit.
Yeah.
Can we get another pair?
Well, I mean, if you're a good boy, maybe.
I mean, dude, tell them you got a guy. Tell them you got a guy that, you know.
Can I try them on? Let me see if I try them on. Let me see, I mean,
I can't see shit, but I mean.
Hold on.
I feel great.
And these are the kinds he wears. These are the gold kind.
Yeah.
Those are swaggy as fuck.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You got to start doing your show in sunglasses again, Bubba.
Oh, my God. And these are the.
They're nice, actually.
Yeah, they are.
They're not just pieces of shit.
Here, put them back in.
Okay. All right.
I mean, look at that.
And that's what he gave to his whole team after that coach said that he doesn't wear sunglasses during press conferences. And then Dion gave his sunglasses to the whole team. They're going crazy.
Hey, did you? So I was with Tony Stewart over the weekend, and Merch Crick has. Hand me that box back. It could just disappear with your sticky finger.
Oh, no, sorry.
Merch Crick, you know Gooch.
Yes.
Well, Gooch is employee number one with Tony.
He was on the pod last week with us.
Right. And so Merch Crick got her all 40 of her Tony Stewart, and some of which are rookie cards, and Gooch is going to have Tony autograph them all. Now, does that make them worth something?
Are you going to sell them?
I mean, I'm just asking,
what was the plan to get him signed 40 to keep?
You told me just to always get something signed if you can, because it always makes it worth more.
It does, yeah.
So, I mean, if I got a friend that's cool enough to fucking whip out 40 autographs for me, and she had them all on the sleeve, so they would be, on a Beckett scale, they would be graded a 10.
Okay, perfect.
So if you had a Tony Stewart 99 rookie... 10 Beckett scored autograph. I mean, what's that? A couple $100?
Probably, yeah. I mean, I don't know that much about, NASCAR or funny card, but I would believe a Tony Stewart rookie card autograph would definitely carry some value.
Hey, Alexa, how much is a Tony Stewart rookie card autographed worth?
According to an Alexa Answers contributor, approximately $125.
No, there you go. There you go.
We're in business, Tony. Thank you.
Hold on. What if I took some of my Dion cards and had Dion
Now, he's the hottest thing going right now.
Can I tell you, Babyface told me that you are not asking Deion Sanders for any autographs, that you told him that you're not asking Deion for shit. And I believe it. It's okay if you're not. I don't think you should.
Yeah, I don't think, but here's the deal. And I want you to be honest with me. You know, maybe you look like kind of a fuckboy if you have a celebrity that's your friend that you asked him to autograph a card. But if you have done so many nice things for that guy, like get him a $15,000 zero turn mower, I think it's less of a fuck move to ask for an autograph on a card if you've contributed something of a lot of value to him, Bubba, as a favor.
I don't think it's a fuck move at all. If you have his cards or you're like, hey, man, I got some guys that started collecting cards. They got a bunch of Deion shit. They have a bunch of Shador cards. Like, they love you guys. Like, is there any way that you can sign these? Or do you have some sort of exclusive deal with Fanatics to where you can't do anything, where you kind of give them an out to where, you know, if he doesn't want to do it, which, again, Deion would probably have no issue doing it whatsoever.
I have a Deion. Have I shown you? I have a 1996 game worn. He wore him during the game.
Reggie White pants?
No. Deion shoe that was his for the 96 versus Green Bay Packers 96 NFC Championship game that I was at, and he gave me one of his shoes and signed it.
You didn't get the pair?
I did get the pair.
Oh, you got the pair.
But
okay.
I don't know where the other one is.
You only got one of the fucking shoes?
Get the left one.
Oh, my God, man.
I got to try to find the right. But just even the left.
Just, Bubba, just tell me. Tell me you lost the right clean from years ago, and if he signs these cards, it would make up for it.
Listen to this. I also have a pair of Game Warren Dwight Howard NBA versus the Lakers Finals game 5 shoes when they played. When the Lakers
that was a game winning LA closed out the series in
right,
five, didn't they?
In Orlando, and they're game worn and signed by Dwight Howard.
Where the fuck did you get those?
I don't know. I think Hogan. You know what? Hogan gave them to me. Hogan had them and he gave them to me. He's like, I don't want those fucking shoes, and so I took them. And they have a little Tweety bird with a little like his like, and it's signed by him. I mean, they were game worn during the NBA Finals.
I mean, Dwight Howard's an all time great. He's over in Taiwan killing it. You know, he has been accused of hooking up with
men
dressed as women, and you know, had
fucking men. He actually fucked dudes.
He has been accused of it.
No. There's texts saying I fucked. Like I gave you this dick.
There is. He hasn't come out and said that yet, but he is in Taiwan balling it up. He loves Taiwan, and yeah, I think those pants.
He's probably getting a lot of pussy in Taiwan. Well, maybe he doesn't like pussy. Maybe like you know what,
young boy.
Maybe he picked Taiwan because he likes the lady boys.
From what I've read, and I know there's been you know, people have been calling Dwight Howard gay his whole career.
Who cares?
Well, no, it's fine, but it just seems like, you know, the way he answered the questions last time everything came out, he's like, it's none of your business. So just, you know, let the man live. I just don't know if, you know, if I was gay, I would feel like I was intimidated by, you know, a 7-foot man who could completely fucking dominate me. I'm looking for, you know, maybe a little Twinkie. Twink-esque.
I'm not looking for anything, man.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, me neither. What, we got some packages or something?
Yeah, we do.
See your boy Aaron Jones sign with the Vikings?
How do you like the guy they got, though?
Who the Vikings got, Josh Jacobs?
No. How the Packers got Josh Jacobs.
Packers got Josh. Yeah, no, he's a great running back.
Is he an upgrade? I mean, how do you say? I mean, fucking Aaron Jones is averaging 5 yards a fucking carry when he's healthy. Now, is that the part right there, the when he's healthy deal, because he was out 6 games this year?
Bubba, you know, I'm assuming you see teams discard their running backs pretty quickly, but you also see how other teams pick them up. I mean, I don't think one running back re-signed with their team yesterday. I mean, I think Chase Edmonds re-upped with the Buccaneers.
Yeah, Barkley went to whatever that fucking Giants guy was, went to the Eagles.
Saquon went to the Eagles.
And everybody, like, so the Giants lost their guy to the arch-rival Eagles, and the Packers lost their guy to the arch-rival Vikings. It's like it's almost the conference guys, they just want to snap them up so they can really break it off in your ass.
Yeah, so the Eagles, because...
Remember when Montgomery left Chicago? Chicago and went to Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, well, the Bears signed yesterday DeAndre Swift, who used to play for Detroit. He played for Philly last year. The Giants ended up getting Devin Singletary, who played with the Texans. There were a few other running backs that traded places yesterday. Antonio Gibson went to New England. So, yeah, there was just a fucking lot of it, Bubba, yesterday. But
Packers lost Savage, but they ended up picking up the safety from the Giants, whoever that guy was.
Oh, Xavier McKinney, man. That's
a Packers got that. Is he good?
Yeah, he's good. They gave him a lot of money, man. A lot of money tied up there. But
they cut Bakhtiara.
Yep.
And they cut that Campbell.
Devontae Campbell.
Yeah, because the new guy that's coming in for the defense runs like a
4-3 or
no, he runs like a 4-3 no, like a 3-4-5 or something.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, it's like a souped up nickel or something.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hopefully that works out for you guys. I'm paying attention. Yo, and then fucking Kirk Cousins signing with the Falcons.
I know.
Unbelievable, man.
So does that mean Minnesota's going with fucking Sam Darnold or whatever?
Minnesota signed Sam Darnold last night.
He's an ass bucket.
Justin Jefferson said he won't re-sign a contract until he sees what the Vikings organization is like. I mean,
you can see what they're like. They fucking suck.
And now there's this talk that it's Super Bowl or bust for the Falcons. I mean, how much of a step up is Matt Ryan? Or how much of a step up is Kirk Cousins over Matt Ryan?
Not.
Gee, I just said,
in some indications, none. I mean, Kirk Cousins is, I mean, I don't know.
He's good.
He's good.
He's not great.
Does he got the support cast of Atlanta?
They've got some good players, Bubba, but Kyle Pitts.
Who's he chucking it to?
Kyle Pitts, Drake London, and then they drafted that kid, Bijan Robinson, last year with top 10 pick, who's just an all-world running back, all-world weapon.
If I was the Packers, I'd go out and get two names. I know you're going to fucking scoff at both, but you could get them both for league minimum. Julio Jones and Odell Beckham Jr. I get both of those motherfuckers on my team.
I love Julio. He's one of my favorite receivers of all time.
Remember back in the day, he was unstoppable.
I know. He's cooked, Bubba.
Is he?
Yeah.
Might as well get Antonio Brown on your team, too.
Dude, the sick thing about Antonio Brown,
he could fucking play.
That sick fuck Antonio Brown, I'm telling you right now.
If he could get his mentals right.
No. That's never getting right, Bubba. But he could step on a field right now.
Right now.
And fucking dominate. And look like I think he's 34 right now. But he could dominate, I think, right now at 34 on the football field.
He could step on a field and be as good as Mike Evans and Godwin all fucking day.
Oh, I think so, yeah. Probably for at least a year or two. I mean, I don't know if he hasn't played that much football in his
yeah,
career.
Yeah, but is he the Bubba the Love Sponge of FM radio? Like, are they just not going to give him a chance because he's a total fuck?
Bubba, not give him a chance. The guy fucking paraded off the field with his shirt off doing jumping jacks.
I know.
That was after Tom Brady co-signed. Who's co-signing on bringing this maniac into your organization?
I know, that's also after Tom Brady tried to calm him the fuck down.
Right.
Saying, I'm going to get you the ball. Because he was bitching that he hadn't gotten the ball enough for this one particular bonus. And Brady assured him.
He did.
I'm going to get you the ball, bud. Just fucking put your pads back on. Stop fighting with Bruce Arians Nation and get your ass in there.
We all know, without it ever officially being said, it'll all come out one day. We know that he stuck his neck out for Antonio Brown in New England. We knew he was mad when they cut him in New England because he had some charges that popped up. Of course, part of the deal coming to Tampa was he could bring all his friends. He got Gronk. He got Brown here. They won a Super Bowl. He took care of Antonio Brown. But there's only so long that you can take care of a fucking rabid animal. And you saw what happened the next season when he jumped and jacked off the fucking field. But I'll still say, man, hell of a player. Disgusting human, hell of a player.
How about this, though? What could a team like Minnesota that loses Jeff... Man, I wish we would get that guy, Justin Jefferson.
I don't know what they're going to do with him give him all their money.
What if you're just like, man, we can get Odell Beckham Jr. for $3-4 million. We can get Julio Jones, even though Seth says he's cooked, for $1.8 million. And we can get Antonio Brown for like $3 million. Man, I mean,
would say that'd be great if it was 2012.
Can they not? I mean, can they not run? Can they not catch? Are they not fast?
Bubba, I don't know when it happens with Julio Jones because I followed his career. He went from, you know, he had a lot of injuries. He was at with the Atlanta. Then he went to Tennessee for a year. Then after Tennessee, I believe he came with the Bucs. He was with Philadelphia last year. I know he caught a touchdown, but like he's just bouncing around. And I just, when it didn't work here with Tom Brady, he couldn't stay on the field. I just, you know, you got to let guys go. Like AJ Green retired a little while ago. And I think it's about that time. Now you talk about giving Odell Beckham Jr. $3 or $4 million. He got $15 million last year from the Ravens.
Yeah, I know. And he didn't do, I mean, he really.
And now he's fucking Kim Kardashian.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, they're together.
They are?
Yeah, they are.
Does that mean, you know, is that like the Taylor Swift of, you know?
No, she's not nothing. She's nothing like Taylor Swift. It's another fucking athlete that the Kardashians have their fucking teeth sunk into.
Wasn't Reggie Bush in that whole deal for a while? Reggie Bush was fucking Kim Kardashian
was
for a
while.
Was he? Yeah, I think so.
I don't know. One of them.
Hey, Alexa, was Reggie Bush dating Kim Kardashian at one time? Hey, Alexa. Did Reggie Bush and Kim Kardashian ever date?
Kim Kardashian West and Reggie Bush dated from June 2007 to February 2010.
Look, three years.
There you go.
So, yeah, almost 3 years.
Okay.
How about me pop culturally whipping your ass right now?
Oh, no, you got me, man. Yeah. You got me on the Kim Kardashian dating discography. Fucking blew me out on it.
I did.
Yeah, one of the sisters has a baby with Tristan Thompson from the NBA. One of them's dating fucking, I think, Devin Booker from the NBA. I mean, yeah, they've got a whole list of, you know.
They like black guys.
They've got athletes that they've.
One was just, you know, divorced from Kanye West, right?
Kim got the divorce from Kanye. Yeah. So, and now she's with Odell Beckham Jr.
And she was fucking Ray J, which made a sex tape and propelled her to the top.
She was fucking Pete Davidson. I mean, good God. Hate talking about celebrities, but when you go list about how many they fucked, it seems like it starts to get like a lot.
Do you think? Can I ask a narcissistic but yet make your mind think question?
Yeah, then can we open this box addressed to us?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Do you think that like you know, any chicks that ever fucked me, you know, because I fucked a lot of chicks when I was running in Tampa.
Yeah.
Do you think that they? Like, you know, when they're around the campfire and they're talking about their past indiscretions, do you think any of them when they're with their girlfriends be like, you know what, I fucked Bubba the Love Sponge?
Did you ever see Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind with Jim Carrey?
No.
Great movie. What they do is, Bubba, it's a painful breakup that they have, and he wants to get it erased from his memory. So they go through this thing where he's getting all of the memories that he has with her erased. And I believe every woman that you fucked has gone through that process of blocking out that they did have sex with you at one point in their life.
Mm.
Now, there's a chance maybe they see you pop up somewhere, maybe on YouTube. They go, hey, I fucked a guy with, 110,000, you know, followers on YouTube or 100,000 on Facebook. That's possible. Maybe there's one or two that's hanging on to the fact that, you know, they made you satisfied. But I would think that it's probably not something so much in 2024 that's going around now.
Yeah, I think I agree.
I'm sorry about that.
It's all right, bud.
I haven't even banged any chicks, so no one's talking about me.
I mean, like, you didn't ever fuck at groupies? You didn't ever fuck. Was there ever any urban legend about my conquests and the way that I ran the building over at Gandhi?
No, there was no urban legends or conquests. No, I mean, like, talking about how you would piss in a bucket.
Yeah, but I mean, what were the rumors about me?
I didn't.
You knew me. But you knew of me, and I was potentially working for your company, being the big swinging dick. You got to admit, I was the swinging a stick, was I not?
Oh, yeah, you were.
Absolutely. What type of, you know, what was floating around about me that I was, I mean, be, I'm asking
you. You're a fucking piece of shit and an asshole.
Mm. For real.
Sorry, was that too much? Was that too honest?
No, I want you to be as honest as you can.
Yeah, there was nothing good about you, Bubba. He's a piece of shit. He's an asshole. He's not a team player. This guy's going to get his one day. Can't wait for him to die. All that other shit.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Even Jade?
No, Jade liked you.
I know she did.
She said you threw her like a fucking baby shower or something.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I threw her a baby shower at my big ass mansion.
Yeah, she was cool. But it's not like we had the show where she was going to talk about you.
I know, but shouldn't that show you that I'm in? I mean, I got the hottest bitch in the whole building that fucking likes me.
I think if that means something to you, yeah. I mean, it does. Definitely.
I know you don't like her, but she was hot as fuck.
I guess, man.
Don't you think she was hot?
No.
God damn, she was hot.
I don't see it, man.
She smoked cigarettes, though. Did you know that?
I did not. Did not.
She smoked those Parliaments.
Oh, God.
The ones that got the hollowed out tip. I invited her and her girlfriend to come to my grand opening of my nightclub scene.
Oh, in St. Pete?
In downtown St. Pete. So I put her and her girlfriend up at the Don Cesar for the weekend.
Good Lord, man.
I did. And nothing. Listen, I'd be the first to tell you, nothing happened. Like, I wanted to fuck her. I mean, I really did. And she was going through tough times with her boyfriend, because he had a little boy, and they weren't married yet, but they were kind of, I don't know. But she was having tough times with him, and she was kind of like using me as like a guy counselor. Like, what would you do?
Oh, jeez.
And I was trying to get some pussy.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I mean, they drove in from Orlando. I put them at the Don Cesar. I had like bottles of Cristal waiting for them in their room. Then had a limo take them to the club. They had their own VIP section. Didn't pay for nothing at the club. She got too fucking drunk. Her and her friends got too drunk that I had to end up going back with them to their room just to get them in their room and situated, like they were puking and everything. And I got them in their room and situated. And then, I mean, there was no kissing. There was no hugging. I wanted there to be.
Yeah, I know. I get that. There's no kissing.
I wanted to fuck in and suck in. And I mean, because I was just like, oh my God, this is one of the hottest bitches I have ever seen.
Wow.
I was crazy about her.
I know. I see that.
Yeah.
Oh, here, hold on a second.
That's a story you didn't know about.
No, hold on. I got this. I was looking for this. Where is this?
What are you doing?
Hold on. Feel like you fell down. Hold on. Hold on. I got a message from her boyfriend that I've saved for 10 years. All right, I got to get this on.
I'm the one that helped.
It's Bryce. It's 2 o'clock. Just calling to, I don't know, man. Talk to you for a moment. Thank you.
You better edit out that number.
Fucking no gives a shit.
Was he calling you because he was having troubles with her?
Because Jade fucking broke up with him because she saw that he took that there was a picture of him with a girl at a bar.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it.
Meanwhile, she was with Bubba the Love Sponge the weekend before. Fucking.
And I just took a $20,000 pay cut to go work on this show. I was like, I'm not going to be a fucking marriage counselor now.
Oh, man. Was she hot early in the morning?
Bubba.
What, buddy? We're just
talking. She was a bitch. There is a...
hot.
Bubba, there is when you work with somebody and you look down on their talent, you look down on their work ethic, you wonder how the fuck they got to where they were, and then you realize it's because they're hot. Like, and then you see
I'm not hot.
Then you see somebody at their job how they can't fucking execute the most simplistic things like talking. Then you know, yes, I never thought she was hot at all. I'm sorry.
I did.
I watched her paint her face on every morning.
Oh. I thought she might be hot natural.
No. How do we talk about this bitch every week, man? She's not even on my mind until we come in
she's
here.
She's on my mind. I jack off to her sometimes.
All right. Hey, what's up with these packages?
Oh, why don't you open them up?
All right, let's see.
Here, you go. Why don't you open up both, but it requires you to have a knife that I've provided.
Okay.
One is a check, which I think is you are anticipating this check, so this isn't really... a surprise for you. This is like one of your card deals.
Yes, this is we accept cash. So
right. Did Big Red how big did Big Red make out on the?
Red did great. He wants to send his cards off for grading, so I'm going to take care of that.
Is Beckett where you guys go through on that deal?
No, I send my stuff to SGC. It's cheaper and you get it back faster. They're a company out of I think Fort Lauderdale. So I've decided to use them. I don't use Beckett, nor do I use PSA. They are the industry standard, but I'm trying to pump up SGC. If that's okay, Bubba.
What about we do this? Why don't we give some like free mentions to SGC?
SGC?
And send them air checks, and then in lieu of being our partner, they grade our stuff for free mentions. How about that?
That would be a great fucking deal.
Well, why don't you cut that deal?
Okay, let me cut that deal.
How would you say it? Hello, this is SCG Promotions.
I'd send an email, and I'd be like, hey, guys, we were talking about you on the Bubba Love Sponge show. We've got this many followers here. We've had this person on the show, and we would love to see if there's anything we can do with you guys. We just started doing card breaks, and I exclusively send all my cards you guys
could,
to get graded.
And during the breaks, we could say, don't forget, this is if you're going to get your card graded, make sure you send it to SCG, CGGC.
Yeah, pretty much.
And we could just say that every time, and they get like, you know, 10 mentions every fucking break, and then boom, next thing you know, they're grading our cards for us for free.
Oh, Bubba. Somebody sent us a bunch of fucking cards. This here.
Well, for you.
Here, I mean, just, you know, I don't know. No, we got a box. It's got, I mean, look at that.
Well, hold on. No, I think this might be, well, hold on. Well, I mean, okay, so somebody has sent us a bunch of cards.
Are they old school?
Oh, no, don't think that you can take them back now.
No, I'm not. I'm just asking
you
if they're...
You handed them to me in disgust.
Yes,
you did.
Well, it says your name on the package, Bubba, so I wanted to give you, you know...
Oh, no, but if this would have been like... if the first one you opened up would have been a Webinabin, then you would have been having your dick out right now.
Well, you would too, man. Webinabin cards are fucking massive.
I get my dick out of Larry Bird, okay?
All right, well, you know what? It's Larry Bird's retiring, so your dick's not making as many cameos.
There's a letter.
Okay.
This might be... the pack that we sent.
No.
During the Eric merch.
You think someone sent their shit back?
I think so. I really do. I think in disgust.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. It's going to take a... Let me unpack this.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Yes, this could be our first real, like, hold on.
A complaint?
Yeah. Hold on here. Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Here is the 86 Buckner. Oh, that's Bill Buckner Red Sox. That actually might be worth something.
So someone sent a Buckner card for you?
Two of them. Oh, this might be worth... This is a Bill Buckner rookie.
Is it?
I think. Let me read the note. Here is the 86 Buckner and the 2-for-1 Buckner Warren card. Not sure if it's for Seth or Lummy. And some old unopened cards for your next break. Thanks for making my long day short. Oh, so this isn't a person. This is a person that literally has sent us.
Oh, okay, thank God.
Like potentially some old cards that have never been opened. This is... Now, so let me hand them to you.
Okay.
And you be honest as to if there could potentially be a hidden gem. And these are all unopened, mind you.
Okay.
Now, so these aren't like just, you know, these are, and that in itself of what we do is kind of what we do is the fact it's the unopening of the aspect
the
uncertainty of what you might get. Because they're not been opened, and you're breaking them open. Okay, so here's what he's... Besides the Buckner, which I have those here.
Can I address the motherfuckers for a second, Bubba?
Here you go, yes.
We got here.
Dear motherfuckers.
Dear motherfuckers that are upset that, for some reason, we talk about cards from time to time on the show.
I'm kind of into it a little
There
bit.
Are a lot of people that are into it. There
if
are,
you're not into it, don't listen.
It's not, Bubba, it's not like we even
we
have...
We don't do it during regular programming. It's not like it's a one-off.
Right, it's not like we have card shows or anything like that.
If you are into it, you have to seek it out.
Bubba, there are so many people that are into it, and they whether we reach out, whether they text me, whether it's, you know, through Instagram, Facebook. Like, I talk to a lot of people where they have questions, whether they want to send us stuff.
Here's
like,
the deal. Don't worry about the fuckboys that don't like it, because you know what? They have to seek it out in order to watch it.
No, I understand. I understand. I just know it's something that I'm getting pinned with. Like, I'm bringing the show down because there's cards here and shit like that. But it's because people are into it. And Lummy's got his own fucking card thing coming down soon.
Yeah, Lummy's carding it. You're carding
it.
We're all carding it.
It's a thing, man.
All right, so here, I'm going to hand it. I got to be honest.
By the way, Joe Rogan had a card guy on his show, and he's like, I don't fucking collect cards. What the fuck? And the guy's like, do you know how much, like, the most expensive card is out right now? And Joe Rogan's like, Jackie Robinson? And he's like, no. He's like, Mickey Mantle. He's like, it's $20 million. And Joe Rogan's like, oh, okay.
Oh, no, maybe I'll be doing breaks next week,
so,
bitch.
So Rogan now, finally fucking knows.
Here you go. Here's our... Now, the cool thing about this from our buddy...
Who is it? Who's it from?
It's from Rich. His name's just Rich. Yeah, and he's from Colorado. The cool thing about this is, it's what we do... is mean they're unopened and you don't know what the fuck you got. So you can probably look at, you know, the years and what they are and see if there's any potential.
Oh, yeah. These are old school. Like, this is where the puzzle comes in. This is like a Donruss, like, 88 Score 1990 baseball, Fleer 91 baseball, Topps 89, Fleer 91, 91 baseball, 90. Let's see here. 91, Leaf set. They used to give puzzles back in the day, Bubba. Like, all these are, like, featuring puzzles and shit.
Fine, puzzles are dumb.
92 Upper Deck, Topps. And then there's a little sleeve here of Sammy Sosa, Robin Young, Couch. No, these will be fun to open, man. This will be fun to open one break. You good? You awake? What's up?
Yeah, I'm just looking at these Bill Buckner cards, and, I mean, you would know, but they're in pristine situation. Look at these two and tell me, I mean, no. Now, is there anything in that pack, those things I just handed you, that could potentially be, maybe?
There could be. There could be.
There's a rookie Robin Yount in there.
I got to look to see what year all those guys are rookies in. So let me look up Buckner rookie right here on eBay. Dun, 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 dun,
Buckner, hey, Alexa, what year was Bill Buckner a rookie?
Bill Buckner debuted in 1969.
Of course, we got the 70.
It's going for about between $7 and $3 right now.
Oh, okay.
That this Buckner right here with who's that on that with Jack Jenkins?
That's $3 to $7.
$3 to $7.
All right,
yeah.
Now look up that Red Sox one.
Okay, let's see.
Real fast, and then we're done. We've given them a lot of fucking show today, buddy. We talked about me wanting to fuck Jay Donovan.
Yeah. Well, I can only find an error card right now that's going for $100 at this Bill Buckner, so...
Is that an error?
I don't. It's not an error card, no. Mm. No one's going to buy that error card for $100 either. There's so
if
many error cards.
If you ever have any... Like, if you ever talk to Jade again, I hope you tell her I had a kind of like a little crush on her back
I'm
in
not
the
Bubba. Bubba. I'm,
they'd be like asking me, hey, if you see Mike Calta around, tell him I said hi, and I miss working at Cox.
Respectfully, you know, some people are gone for my life, you know, and she's just one
you
of those.
You thought I was gone for your life?
No. Or I would have.
When I would see you walk down the street, you would act like you didn't see me.
That was an awkward moment.
What if I would have gone, Seth?
It was awkward. It was
Sethy!
Well, Bubba.
Gosh!
I know that one time you saw me and I was just like, I just panicked. Like, I just didn't know. It's like, I just wanted to scamper off into the ditch and hide.
Cushy!
But I was, Bubba, I was like, that's when I had my job next door at the marketplace and I had fucking anxiety every day because I just hated that job and I didn't know what to do and I was so bored that I would just go outside and walk and it was so hot and I was, you know, I would try to breathe and then when you saw me, I was just in bad shape, so... You know, I guess I apologize for ignoring you years ago.
No, don't ever ignore me again, because I'm one of the very, I want to say very few, but I really think that you're very talented, and I have brought you back not because you're the easiest to handle, not because we're necessarily close friends outside of the show. I brought you back because I think you have some unbelievable radio skill set. And that's why I brought you back.
Well, thank
because
you.
Because you are a handful to handle sometimes.
I don't think I am, man. I think I know you like to talk about that on the air and that I'm a snowflake and a bitch, but I don't think I'm hard to handle. I think that I just have a lot of ideas. I think that I get excited about stuff, and I think I send a lot of stuff your way that seems like I'm hard to handle because I'm not content at all. So it seems like I'm always trying to do more, more, and more, but I don't think that should be what you want from everybody.
That's what I want from you.
Yeah.
But you do got the mentals. You got some mentals.
Well, Bubba, I mean, look, I just put my dog down yesterday. I came in
well,
here today,
all,
man.
We've like, all put our dogs down.
Okay, yesterday. I can't. I just
trying to man you up a little bit, lover.
I know nobody gives a fuck about it because everybody puts their dog down.
No,
like
on,
I get
hold
it.
Hold on, hold
I get
on,
it.
Hold on, hold on. You need to rewind. You need to rewind that bullshit because I genuinely do care about your dog because we've spent a private time talking about it.
Yes.
So don't say that people don't care about putting your dog down because I'm as upset as you are over it.
All
you
right.
know that.
Well, that's what I'm saying is like, you know, I didn't call you today and go, hey, man, I don't think I can come to work or I didn't ask to, you know, not come into work yesterday or anything like that. Like, I try to be as easy as can be. Like, I'm here when you need me. I'm gone when you don't need me. If there's something you need, I don't know, produced or anything like that, like I try to get it done for you as quickly as possible.
I think
so.
I might need you to come in more days.
I mean,
give the show a different feel. Maybe
I think you got a full house, Bubba. You got a full house right now.
The house that I want.
Did you see Curb last night?
No,
or Curb from Sunday?
No, but I'm gonna go watch. I'm too behind,
Bubba. Bubba, listen to this, man. I watched with Ribby. She always watched Curb with us. She was just always in the room. So we watched the new episode with her yesterday before the doctors came. Probably, Bubba. Probably get to it today, man.
I'm going to get to it
this
as soon as
episode
I get on.
Today. This episode that came out
well,
Sunday.
I got 5 and 6 to get to.
Okay.
I think 6 was Sunday, right?
6, yeah. The Gettysburg Address. Get to 6. It is probably one of the top five episodes I've ever seen.
Ever?
Ever. Ever. It was had fucking everything in it. It had Sienna Miller. It had Ted Danson. It had Ike Barinholtz. Like, it had Leon was in it. I mean, there's...
Well, Leon's my fucking favorite.
I mean, Larry got...
How about when Leon was trying to fuck that bitch? She goes, man, you leave fucking to me, man. You leave fucking to me. I leave old guy. You leave fucking to me, man.
It is so... But it is so... Everybody is
Does
so...
Does he end up fucking a bitch?
Leon or...
Yeah. I mean, that, yeah, the girl he's trying to get pregnant.
Wait, he's not trying to get anybody pregnant
yes,
right now?
Yes, he is.
Who? Remember? Leon?
Yes. Remember, fucking, who's the Will Ferrell?
Vince Vaughn?
I mean, I'm sorry, Vince Vaughn.
What about Vince Vaughn?
Vince Vaughn, remember, he's trying to get his neighbors... are trying to get pregnant,
yes.
And Leon's coming in to fuck her,
yeah,
remember? And
Bubba,
they met at Larry David's house.
That was a one and done, I think. They didn't address that in this. They didn't address
that'd be hot.
Yeah, no, they didn't address that in the next couple of episodes, but Vince Vaughn is fucking perfect on that show.
Oh, Vince Vaughn is so talented.
I love him, and I'm glad that Larry, you know, replaced Marty Funkhauser, you know, obviously a, you know, legend on that show, and, you know, brought in Vince Vaughn as kind of part of his family to, you know, keep that whole thing going. What's his name, Super Dave?
Yeah, I was over him.
Oh, were you? Okay.
I mean,
I don't know. I thought he was great, man.
I liked it because they parodied, they used him in a parody type way of himself. They kind of was making fun of him being Super Dave, right?
I never knew Super Dave. I just know my dad told me about it, but I just thought as Marty Funkhauser playing off Larry David, I thought he was brilliant. Yeah. I love all those old guys that have been with Larry for a while, except that fucker Ted Danson.
You don't like him? He's fucking Larry's ex.
On the show.
He's fucking Larry's ex.
No, on the show. I know. That's why on the show he's a fucking asshole. He's such a fucking prick.
He is a Jew.
There you go.
He's very funny.
Another very funny.
He wants more money.
Organic.
And more mic time. He's got anxiety.
Bubba professes his crush for
Saints.
Jade
so
Donovan.
He doesn't lose his mind. He's just a fuck boy. He's not your goy toy. Direct deposits. He's making profits. He's picking pockets. When his daughter's around, he stole dumbbells. He's building muscle. He's digging tunnels deep under the ground. He's just a fuck boy. He's not your goy toy. Sethy boy. He's not your boy, toy.